Hello, it's Tuesday, October 31st, Halloween, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. The most dangerous political website on the internet is now back online. The one that forces far and wide don't want you to listen to or read. As many of you know, over the weekend, Wing TV was hacked yet again. We were down Friday and Saturday and part of Sunday. We're back again. We could rant and rave and go insane here today. What we're simply going to say is, Wing TV's here, and Wing TV isn't going anywhere, regardless of what they want to do to us. I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back here. It is Halloween. And Lisa, they took us down again, but yeah. Guess what? We're back on our feet. We keep bouncing back like the phoenix out of the ashes. They are not going to keep us down.
That is a total sign of cowardice and desperation. What is it exactly that a lot of people don't want you out there to hear? The things that we're saying, the things that we're writing, what is it that drives them to this desperate act, this cowardly act of hacking our website over and over?
As Lisa says, what are they so afraid of from just two simple people, Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani?
Maybe we're not so simple.
Right. And doing Wing TV. What are they so afraid of? And as we said yesterday in an article notifying everybody that we'll be back today, that we had been hacked, there's three groups right now that we primarily target. Three groups that we target as the ones doing the most damage, not only to this country, but also to you. The first is the phonies and the infiltrators in the alternative media.
Stop right there. Because a lot of people want to call this a truth movement, a patriot movement, a 9/11 movement. What this is, and I've said it many times, we have a truth effort by a small minority. Victor and I are in that minority, okay? And then we have a COINTELPRO operation, which is much bigger and involves a lot more people. And in that group, there's a subgroup of the useful idiot, non-independent thinking groupie followers. And so this is what we have, a COINTELPRO op and a truth effort, which is much smaller.
Exactly. And you're going to see today and in the ensuing days who is telling the truth and who's snowing you. All you have to do is read the last installment of my groupthink article
that
today.
That is, if you haven't figured it out already by okay. Everything else we've had to say.
Right. The second group we target is Israel, the Mossad, the neocons, and the destructive elements of Judaism. And the third element, or the third force that we target, is the U.S. government and their crimes, including 9/11. So right there you have it, folks. These are the people working in unison together that are trying to prevent you from hearing what we have to say. The phonies and the infiltrators in the alternative media, Israel and the Mossad, and those forces and the U.S. government that are behind all the crimes, including 9/11, OKC, and on and on and on.
I'd say it's the Israeli government and the Mossad, the leadership. They are brainwashing their people just like the American leadership has brainwashed its people.
Right. So what we want to talk about today is what is happening to those out there that want the truth. First of all, we see a huge amount of Big Brother control over the alternative media. Wing TV is not only banned from GCN, Wing TV is now banned from RBN. Wing TV is also banned from most of the big sites out there. Ask yourselves again, what are they so afraid of that Thorne and Giuliani are saying that we're banned from virtually every venue and the alternative media now? What it reminds me of is kind of the way the mainstream media operates.
Oh, not kinda. Exactly the way they operate.
If they don't want somebody's voice to be heard, what does the mainstream media do? They ban them. They block them. They exclude them and suppress them.
They marginalize and smear them.
Exactly. And what do they do in the alternative media?
The same damn thing.
They ban them. They block them. They suppress them.
Yeah.
Look at the book, 9/11 Evil. In this book, we did what supposedly everybody in this movement has wanted to do for the last 5 years. Figure out who ultimately was responsible
mm-hmm.
for 9/11. Who did it? Who were the real culprits, the real monsters? Yet GCN, RBN, 911truth.org, and all of the other big sites refuse to let this information reach more people. Why are they doing that? Ask yourself. This is a day right now of reckoning. Why are they doing this? And ask yourself another thing. Is it in the benefit of truth seekers worldwide that this information should be banned and suppressed? Is it in your best interest that our voice can't be heard and to a wider audience?
Why are they trying to determine what information you should know, what information you should read, what information you should see and hear, what information you should be thinking about? Why are they trying to tell you what you should be thinking about?
Exactly. And if you look at RBN, John Stadtmiller's network, not only are we banned from there, a couple weeks ago Jim Fetzer got kicked off the network. John Kaminsky got evicted from a radio show that he was doing. They cut his microphone off or his telephone off. These are all people that speak about 9/11 and Israel's involvement. A lot of people have emailed us and they said, do you think this is why the ban is happening? Alex Jones doesn't talk about that connection. The GCN hosts don't talk about it. 911truth.org doesn't.
Our friend Mike Piper can't even have us on his show because the edict has come down from John Stadtmiller.
Nor can Frank Whalen have us on our show. There are people on these networks that want to have us on as guests. But because John Stadtmiller is having his strings pulled, and we're going to talk more about this as time goes on, because Stadtmiller has his strings pulled by people above him,
yep.
hosts that want to have us on their network, on their shows, aren't allowed to. And when somebody's strings are pulled, what does it remind you of? It reminds you of George Bush, the fake pretend president who has his strings pulled. It reminds you of the hosts on various radio shows and TV shows in the mainstream media. They don't call their own shots. There's people above them that dangle them from strings, and it's the same damn thing with John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, well,
he's a puppet.
He hogties his own hosts and censors the content, so they can only talk about what he approves of. So much for the First Amendment on the airwaves.
Yeah. There's bans in the alternative media. Information is being banned and suppressed.
And you know why they want to hold on to the Christian Patriot audience? Because they want to sell the Christian Patriot audience gold. And gold doesn't really go over that big in the mainstream. But it sure as hell goes over in the Christian Patriot audience.
And they want you to subscribe to their network. And they want you to buy their videos. And they want you to keep forking your money out to these advertisers.
Because if he was really a Christian Patriot, he wouldn't be hooking up with psychopaths
and rapist wannabes. That we're talking about John Stadtmiller again here. And we're going to talk a lot more about John Stadtmiller as days go on, because there's nothing worse than someone that's a puppet on a string.
Yeah, so now the scope is on you, Stadtmiller.
Exactly.
And
right.
I guess you've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, now it's time. Also, do you know what the major priority is for these people, most of these people in the alternative media? They want to separate you
from your money.
And if you think it's anything else beyond that,
right,
you're the most gullible groupthink fool there is today. You're even worse than the idiots that sit there and look at CNN and Fox News.
You know, the whole thing, the bottom line is they don't want to, Victor, say that we're wrong about these people. They know probably deep inside what we're saying is true. What they don't want us to come out and say is you've been duped again.
Right.
That you fell for it again.
Yeah.
You, the enlightened and aware, the people who despise these very same things in the government and the mainstream media.
And religion.
You could never be deceived again. Well, guess what? You've been getting deceived. You've been getting your pocket picked. You've been getting lied to. You've been getting conned. You've been getting snowed.
You've been put inside a little box of containment.
And we've been telling you for a long time.
And ask yourself, where is the rebellion? If there's a movement that is necessary to change the world, Where in the hell is the rebellion?
Well, wait a minute. These are the very same people who ask the question, where's the outrage from the mainstream population, from Joe Sixpack? Well, we ask the question, where's the outrage within our own media and alternative 9/11 Patriot movement? Yeah. Where's the outrage among you people?
This movement is nothing but a big control mechanism that has been placed on you. There's very little freedom in the Patriot movement, and there's very little protest. You know why? Because the people running this movement want to turn you all into pussies.
You know what they do? The psychopaths that are doing this stuff in this alternative media and the fake movement, they give you their mind. And so we get responses sometimes from people parroting the psycho diatribes and tantrums.
Well, that's groupthink. That's nothing but groupthink.
They insert their thoughts into your mind, and you let them. You fall for it every time. A lot of you do.
Why do I say that the Patriot movement has become a pussy movement? It's because you're being contained. And if you wanted real rebellion, go down to Mexico City right now. They've been rioting and burning down there for months on end. Go over to Paris right now, or last summer when they were burning and rioting. Go over to Iraq right now, or Lebanon. That's real rebellion. That's people that have said, we refuse to be spoon-fed this BS any longer, and they're taking it to the streets, and they're rebelling and rioting and protesting. Is anybody out here in this movement telling you to do anything like that? Some of these guys, Stat Miller, Ted Anderson, Alex Jones, they've been around for 10, 12, 15 years now. And what the hell have they done? Tell me what they've done except for they give good information. Oh boy, well, you know what? Good information and 50 cents is going to buy you a cup of coffee, but it ain't going to do anything more for you than that. They want to keep you in a little box, and that's why they've neutered and castrated what could have been a movement right now that could actually change the world. These guys have been around for 10, 12, 15 years. We should be organized.
And then we've got the people out there like Rick Stanley, someone we used to respect and admire, who flip-flopped in his thinking and came out of jail and decided he was going to start telling everybody we need to just all unite, good guys, bad guys, because all of us are going to defeat our common enemy. Well, this is hogwash. This is nonsense. You cannot defeat any common enemy that is evil when you embrace evil.
Yeah.
You're not going to defeat anybody. What you're going to do is cross over to the dark side that you supposedly oppose and despise. And we refuse to embrace evil. And so we're not going to embrace psychopaths like Jack Blood and Christopher Bolin. We're not going to do that. And I just heard, well, it happened last month, but it's getting sent around the internet that Rick Stanley's taken us off his supposed Patriot A-list.
But okay, then he adds
Christopher Bolin, the psychopath.
And Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's a Fox News regular on there, who still says that 19 Arab cave dwellers were responsible for 9/11. So
this is a badge of honor.
Yeah,
by
so
the way,
Thorne, so Thorne and Giuliani are kicked off his bogus list, and Andrew Napolitano, a Fox News commentator, is added.
Let's embrace the enemy.
Yeah, no thanks. We don't want to be on that list.
You know what? We are not part of that poser movement. They thought in the beginning that we were one of them. When they discovered we were not one of them, we became the outcast. And that's okay. I'd rather be the outcast because I don't want to be hooked up with a bunch of psychopaths.
And a bunch of people that want to keep you in a box. And look at what they've done in the last year and a half. It started off, they would just get a couple of their useful idiots to send some emails around the internet or post in some boards.
Yes.
That didn't stop us. Then people like John Statmiller would call us on the phone and he'd say, you know, you guys,
and
you're
Dave
gonna
Von Kleist.
You're gonna be discredited if you keep talking, if you keep speaking out about that. That didn't work. Then
they got some people to write hit pieces on us, Anonymous and other disinfo people.
Yeah.
And slapped them up on a disinformation website.
Like Jeff Rentz.
Yeah.
That didn't stop us. Then they came out and started writing vicious, vicious psychopath, rapist, wannabe, cyber stalker hit
pieces.
Yeah, and guess what? That didn't stop us. They also tried to slow our website down.
Yep.
That didn't stop us. Now, just last weekend, they completely wiped our website off the internet. And right. guess what? It still hasn't stopped us. What's next, folks? And why, I repeat, why are these people going to such lengths to shut our voices up?
Yeah, what are they so afraid of, and why don't they confront us directly? Because they refuse to answer any of the questions that we've posed to them in the past. We've challenged them to debates and discussions. We've tried to contact them numerous times. They ignore us. They speak behind our backs, but they don't have the balls to speak to our faces.
And they ban us.
They don't do anything that would suggest that they're adults, okay? Instead, they take the coward's way out. They hack our website.
Yeah. We're one of the few people in this movement that are real, that are telling you the truth, and we're telling you to free your minds. Don't be a part of this groupthink.
I guess this was supposed to make us cave in and go away and shut up, because there is a concerted smear campaign afoot. It's been ongoing. There's also a concerted effort to take down our website, and this is well documented for over a year now.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not going to get rid of us that way. So what's next? You're going to come to our house? What are you going to do?
Why are we so dangerous? Because we are destroying their illusion. We're destroying the illusion that they're leaders
uh-huh.
of the Patriot yeah. movement that are going to overthrow the government. They have the New World Order on the run. They've reached critical mass,
you know what?
And they're going to bring the New World Order to their knees.
You know what their
it's
problem
bullshit.
Is? Their problem is that we're messing with their COINTELPRO operation. We're holding them back. They even say things like that.
And we're
holding them back.
And we're telling you, cut them off financially. Don't give these bastards another red cent of your hard-earned money. Don't subscribe to their stupid little websites. Ted Anderson's a multimillionaire,
yep.
and he still charges you to hear the archives. Don't buy their videos. Don't support their advertisers. Cut these bastards off because they're screwing you, and it's nothing but a big ruse, a big illusion, just like the government, just like the mainstream media, just like organized religion, just like the education system, just like the history books. This is nothing more than another illusion, and we're destroying it.
Yeah. In 2004, Midas Resources, Ted's gold company, took in $8 million. $8 million in 2004. How much do you think you guys have put in his pocket since then?
Yeah, how many of you people make $8 million a year, or $800,000, or even $80,000? Yet when you turn GCN on, when you turn it on, because we don't turn it on, when you turn it on, what's the first thing you hear? Ted Anderson saying, subscribe to my network and give me more of your money.
And you know what they think of you, because we've written articles about this stuff. One of the guys selling you people the gold, peddling his little gold rocks to you through RBN, calls you a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah.
And we put that right online for everybody to see. That's what they think of you. Go ahead, a-holes. Keep lining their pockets with money they can use now, and you can hide their little gold rocks under your bed for later.
And when we talk to you like this, and we destroy the illusion, what do? They try to destroy us. They try to silence us, hack us, slander us. And you know what? If you look throughout history, anybody that tries to speak about truth and freedom, and clearing your mind, the forces at work try to destroy them. And you know what? These chumps, these cowards, these losers, these leaders of your alternative media are no different, because who's getting banned? Is a known liar like Jeff Rentz banned? Is a guy like Alex Jones, who was entrusted to come into the Gray family with his video camera and film them while they were under siege from the federal government? Then he went outside that house, took the videotape,
and sold it
to ABC right. News 2020. Is he banned? Oh, no. Is Greg Szymanski, who spewed more disinfo, or D.L. Abramson, who John Stadtmiller was strong-armed into bringing onto his network, are they banned? No, only the truth-tellers. Thorne and Giuliani are banned. Michael Piper, who would love, I know, to talk about 9/11 evil and Israel's involvement and spread this far and wide to as many people that can hear, he isn't allowed to have us on his show because John Stadtmiller banned us under orders from those above him.
And maybe you should question why John Stadtmiller has wedged his way into the American Free Press.
Yeah.
Why has he deliberately, intentionally done that? Is that to stifle what they have to say too? Is it to stifle the content of the American Free Press as well? Because he sure as hell is doing a number on Michael Collins Piper.
John Stadtmiller has become just another big brother. And Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, is controlling him. This is no secret to anybody in the know, and many people readily admit this. And one of their little puppets, Alex Jones, then, is sneaking behind the scenes, telling different radio broadcasters and different authors and researchers, psst, don't go on Wing TV. Don't go on. But Alex Jones won't come out into the open and debate us.
Alex Jones is a coward.
He's a coward. He sneaks around in the shadows. And you have to ask yourself,
what are they so afraid of?
Yeah.
Why are they so afraid of us? We're two people. And look at how we've managed to hold back and screw up their little COINTELPRO operation. What are we screwing it up with? The truth? You see, what they're trying to do, what they've been pretty successful at with a number of you out there, is to blur the lines between right and wrong. And they tell you bad guys are really good guys.
Yeah, so when someone comes on and says that they wanna rape Lisa, or they have a horse, that she had sex with a horse, and all these people, there should be every single person out there screaming at the top of their lungs saying, this is wrong! This is wrong!
Yeah, one of the people that actually sends out mass emails in this truth movement, this alleged movement, actually went on a forum in the last few days and said that I deserve to be gang raped.
Yeah, these
and
are your truth tellers.
And she enjoyed listening to that psycho, Sonny Crack, defame me this way, sexually. She enjoyed that. She was actually shamed by her son, who yelled at her because she was enjoying herself too much.
And another person, Judy Andreas, concurred that she enjoyed
hearing
this stuff by Sonny Crack.
And I'll tell you
these
what,
are your truth seekers.
Judy Andreas is another one that's been getting over on you, and she has been fully exposed now. If you want to see what this woman's all about, not Miss Love and Light as she portrays herself publicly, then you go to the Signs of the Times forum, go into general discussion, and go into the John Kaminsky thread. It's rather long, and you're going to get to see how Judy Andreas does not directly answer questions, how she writes hit pieces about people, how she's a phony, she's another poser, hooked up with Jeff Rentz, who's a proven compulsive liar and disinformation agent. Okay? You can see how she defends psychopaths, like Christopher Bolin. And then you can see what she really looks like, because I posted a photo up there on that forum of Judy Andreas that I took at Ground Zero on 9/11/2006.
And we're going to post this photograph tomorrow.
And you'll see that her tactics have been to target susceptible men within the alternative media who are writing about Judaism, the Talmud, the Mossad, Israel's role in terrorist activities like 9/11, and she tries to flip them in their thinking. And you're going to see the real Judy Andreas. Now, this is another one. See, all your ducks have been lined up in a row, and methodically, we've shot them all down with truth. Now, you go and read that thread. It's rather long, but it's way, way informative.
Folks, where is the real battle? Is it somewhere far away with these shadowy groups, these faceless, nameless groups like the New World Order and the globalists? Well, first of all, the New World Order doesn't physically exist. How are you supposed to defeat something or convict something that doesn't even exist?
And how
are you going to take the New World Order into court? There is no New World Order per se.
And there's no legitimate court to prosecute the enemy anyway. We've already established that. Also, how do you defeat the enemy when you are walking in lockstep with the enemy?
The real battle...
People who are tied to the government.
The real battle is right here. Those closest to you in this movement and everything we've described and all of these articles we've written and all of these different shows, you tell me what differentiates them from the enemy. Tell me!
So what differentiates what's going on in the mainstream with what's going on the internet? Well, the real dissent is on the internet. That's why the internet circles have been targeted this way by these ops. That's exactly why. Because there are people out here trying to tell you the truth. People like Sam and Trish Britton are trying to tell you the truth. People at the Signs of the Times forum have been telling the truth. And they're getting just as smeared and attacked by people like Judy Andreas as well.
And other people that want to tell you the truth aren't allowed to have us on as guests because Big Brother Statmiller and Big Brother Alex Jones and Big Brother Ted Anderson have banned us. What's the difference between those and the enemy? There is none, because they're all controlled by the same forces. I'm going to repeat that. They're all controlled by the same forces. And if you don't believe that, you're a groupthink, mind-numbed loser that has their head in the sand, that refuses to see the truth. And what the hell are you doing in a truth movement if you can't see or refuse to see the truth?
You know, instead of being angry and enraged at the people who point out the fact that you've been deceived and lied to and tricked again, you should be more angry and enraged at the people who are doing the wrong action.
You know,
and
I'll,
you don't like having it pointed out to you, and you don't like confronting it, and so therefore you recoil and push it away because you just can't possibly believe you've been duped again. But you know what? You have.
All the group thinkers complain, oh, the mainstream media isn't allowed to tell the truth because they're controlled. Well, guess what? Your very own hosts and networks aren't allowed to tell the truth. And those who do tell the truth get banned.
And remember what we said. They can't get us through advertising because we have no paid advertising. They can't get us through sponsors or paid subscribers because we don't have those either. How do they get us? They hack our website. What a baby Huey coward tactic.
They are. You know what this movement is full of right now? Because of all those who are controlling you, it's full of pussies, idiots, groupthinkers, paranoiacs, and people that are so unfree that it blows my mind. Where's the freedom? If there was true freedom in this movement, someone like Frank Whalen would be allowed to have us on his show. But John Stadtmiller, the big brother, says, oh, no, no, no. We're going to run this like Stalin's Russia. We're going to run this like George Orwell's 1984 and flush the truth down the memory hole.
And what they're really scared of, too, Victor, is that we've talked a lot lately and increasingly about evil and psychopaths, and we've pointed out that these people are psychopaths.
And they're how, in bed with
how,
evil.
Right, and how they are deceiving everybody who follows them. And one of the things that keeps getting pointed out by these psychos is how we wouldn't join with them. We don't think like them. We don't talk like them.
You know what they would love us to
do? Shining a light on them.
You know what Stadtmiller, GCN, Jones, Rents, and all the other phonies would love, or what they would have loved, is 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, we would have joined forces with them and been part of the big illusion.
And we resisted the pressure tactics then, and we are still resisting these pressure tactics.
So we could spin this big web of deceit like they are and let you think that there's a movement, that there's something behind this. But you know what? You're not free right now. In fact, you're unfree, because if you really wanted the truth, you'd be screaming about it. And you know, some people are, Lisa. They're telling me how they're emailing John Stadtmiller and these other people and demanding to know why Stadtmiller is linking to these psychopath rapist wannabes, why he's banning us from the airwaves. If you want the truth, you have to act like you want the truth. Speak out.
Yes.
Speak out about it. This isn't a hobby. This isn't a part-time little pastime or a game. This is for real. And if you want real people, you better start demanding them, because you have nothing right now but a big illusion that's nothing but an adjunct of what is in control of our government and every other force.
It's a COINTELPRO operation, folks. It's COINTELPRO. Classic. Classic. They're going to keep tossing the hook in the water, and they're going to keep trying to get you to bite the hook. We won't bite the hook. They don't know what to do about us, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
What we have is nothing but a fear-based control mechanism, just like the mainstream media. And you know what? Even a lot of the hosts, Lisa, the hosts on these networks are afraid to speak out. Why didn't Dan Rather come out and tell the truth about the Kennedy assassination? Or why didn't Peter Jennings or Tom Brokaw come out and tell the truth about 9/11? Do you know why? Because they're afraid of the reaction from above.
No, it's for their own self-interest and self-importance. They don't want to lose their show. Is keeping a show on a network that's doing this, that's part of a COINTELPRO operation, is that so important? Is that supersede? Does that have more priority and take precedence over what's doing what's right?
Supposedly, if you listen to Alex Jones, we've reached critical mass. The New World Order is on the run. But ask yourself, Alex Jones and Stadtmiller and Anderson have been around for a decade now, a dozen years. Did they stop OKC? Did they stop 9/11? Did they stop gas prices from going over $3 a gallon? Did they stop the Iraqi war? Where the hell is this critical mass that I keep hearing about?
We didn't reach a critical mass, folks. We've reached a crossroads. We've reached a juncture. And it's time to get off the fence or crawl back over from the dark side and choose.
Yeah, and if they haven't changed anything in the last 10 or 12 years, ask yourself. What are they going to change in the next 5 to 10 years? Are they going to stop the war in Iran? They're peddling false hope to you, just like the cults do.
They're feeding you busy work. They're keeping you distracted. They're just keeping you distracted in a different pen than the mainstream media does. They're doing the exact same things. And by the way, in between all that, the infomercials to buy their little gold rocks.
Buy my video.
The underlying premise of even being there. They want to make money off of you.
Here's what the spook goals are. And these guys in the alternative media are nothing but spooks.
By selling fear.
Right. They want to contain you. They want to separate you from your money. They want to feed you some info that gives you the illusion that it's cutting edge. But guess what? All of this information is part of a plan that's permitted to be given to you.
Yeah.
The people that are in control of the world, the powers that be, don't give a damn that they're spoon-feeding you some of this information. And I said last week on our show, any single person that says, well, they're giving us good information, is the biggest idiots around.
Meanwhile, they ignore the bad information they give you.
And the real information is what they're banning.
Another thing they like to say is that nobody listens to us. Well, if nobody listens to us and we have such a teeny tiny audience, then why is it necessary for us to get hacked so much, so often? Actually, they're quite incorrect. You know, we passed the million hit mark a long time ago.
And now we're up
on like 1.8 million.
Yeah.
And this is what they are afraid of.
A month.
People have a hunger for hearing about topics like evil and psychopaths and the truth about 9/11. They have a hunger to hear that information, and they're not getting it from your so-called leaders, the COINTELPRO people.
You know what they don't like us to
tell? They're getting it from us and people like Sot.
Yeah. Do you know what the useful idiots don't like to hear and what the people in charge of these networks don't like us telling you? That the Patriot movement right now isn't much different from the televangelist crowd. You know, it boggles my mind that how there can even be one person sitting in any of those pews on Sunday morning or in those television audiences when these televangelist phonies are up there doing all their gobbledygook that Tex Mars has exposed, yet they keep shelling out their money, and it still boggles my mind that there's even one person they can buy into this Patriot Movement, RBN, GCN, Alex Jones, buy my video, be a protection racket for Israel movement.
I'm going to come out here and say something else too, Victor, because there's some other lies that are going around, and they're against the SOT people, the Signs of the Times people. Jeff Rentz and his buddies Vinny Bridges and Jay Widener have gone trashing the SOT people, Laura Knight Yadchik and her husband Arcadius. Let me tell you something. These people are not a cult. They're a research group. They're not a cult. And this has been fully and thoroughly documented and refuted by Laura and Ark on their website. Anybody can go read it. It's been out there for years. And the people in the psycho crew that keep trying to email us and tell us how we're hooked up with a cult now are lying. I know the truth. A lot of people know the truth. You need to get the truth, too.
Try to imagine how much shenanigans would still be going on right now if it wasn't for Wing TV and our exposés. You'd have Tom Flacco telling you that Elvis was behind 9/11, and there'd be these useful idiots zapping it around the internet. You'd still have Greg Zemanski spewing his crap about Texas City, Texas, imminent nuclear attack.
Eric Hupschmidt.
Yeah, saying that the scholars for 9/11 Truth murdered Michael Zabor. Think of how much crap would be going on if we weren't the watchdog, and there are very few watchdogs out there.
These people that want you to hold hands with the bad guys, why don't they just hold hands with Bush? He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
And they don't like him, supposedly. Well, why aren't they just openly holding hands with Bush and the neocons?
Yeah, Rick Stanley says everybody has to join together. So does that mean we join together with Dick Cheney?
Yeah.
Does that mean we join together with the Mossad? You know what these people are doing that are suppressing and banning 9/11 evil? They're protecting the enemy.
Yeah.
The 9/11 culprit now is out there. It's known. And these people are doing everything in their power to keep this information from not only the Patriot Movement, but the world at large. These people are protecting your enemy.
So what you need to do is, rather than just listen to one side of the story, as we've said many times before, you need to examine all the available data. Base your beliefs and conclusions upon facts and credible data, rather than misperception. Because there's a lot of misperception being floated and paraded in front of your face. Opinion paraded as fact. Get all the facts. Assess yourself, avail yourself of all of the available data. And then come to your own conclusions on your own.
Ask yourself, what are the goals of this Patriot Movement? Are there any?
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
What are they driving toward? Anything? There's no organization. There's no plan. There's no hope of changing anything. Do you seriously think a bunch of little ragtag broadcasters that are being contained and quelled by John Statmiller and Ted Anderson are going to change the world? There aren't any fighters in this movement. Where the hell are the fighters? And then you have these vicious rapist wannabes that are directly tied now to GCN and RBN, and where is the outrage?
These criminal thugs.
Yeah.
Your Christian Patriot Broadcasting Network, RBN, has now formed a coalition with.
Yeah. Where are the people speaking out? And you know who these pussies are that do these attacks? They hide behind the anonymity of their computer screens to do their attacks. And we've seen some of them. We've seen their pictures. And believe me, these people are geeks. They're losers. They're little 20-something nothings that can't even think outside of a paper bag to realize that, you know what? We're trying to free you. We're trying to get you away from the people that are holding you down. And they fight against us and support those who are protecting the enemy.
But yet you're not duped, right? You're not deceived. We are at a juncture. It's time to choose to stand up, grow a little spine, stand a little taller. Discern between right and wrong, because there's a huge difference. There's an ocean between the two.
These people that I've seen now firsthand, that we've exposed in our articles and on our TV and radio show, are some of the most vile, vicious, dishonest,
filthy,
disreputable people I've ever met in my life.
Evil.
And I've met a lot of people all over the country in my life, and these are some of the lowest scum. Anybody that would attack a woman the way Lisa's been attacked is even worse than a snake.
They've even got some of the women out there thinking that I deserve that. No woman deserves to be attacked in the way that I have. It's not just about me. No woman or man deserves to be attacked that way.
And think what we could do if all these people were brought together for a common cause instead of being contained in little boxes. But the top figures in this movement don't want anything to do,
you know why?
With unity. They want to keep you ineffective, contained, and hopeless.
Because there is no common cause. There's no common cause. We've got bad guy COINTELPRO ops and their stooly group thinking followers. And then you've got this extremely small minority of truth tellers who are diametrically opposed to these psychopaths.
We could have strength.
What's the common cause there?
That's right. We could have strength galore in this Patriot Movement. Instead, you know what we have? Trembling fear-mongering.
And look,
that's shuffled down from the top like shit coming down a stream. It's nothing but fear. They want to keep you afraid. People call us and say they're afraid that the FEMA agents are going to break in their house and drag them out by the hair. No! They're not going to do that because nobody's doing anything. There's no threat.
And why are they so afraid of us? And why are they so afraid of Laura and Ark and the SOT team? Why are they so afraid of all of us? The SOT people have gotten, like, thousands and thousands of views on just two threads of theirs alone. The ones exposing Judy Andreas and the one exposing Christopher Bolin.
How much longer are you going to wait until something happens? Yeah. How much longer do you just want this hamster wheel where it's, buy my video, buy my video?
Yeah, while you're busily collecting gold rocks to hide away for that the day when the poop hits the fan, and you're lining their pockets with your dollars that they can spend today, what's being accomplished? What is being accomplished by this? They're in the business of selling fear. That's what they're doing.
I've been studying the New World Order for 16 years now. We've been broadcasting. Next year, it's going to be 5 years. And you know what? We really believed. We truly, authentically believed initially that this was a real movement. But you know what it is? It's a failure. And it's a failure not because of the good people. It's a failure because of these people at the top of the networks that are banning and censoring and that want to separate you from your money and to keep you from being effective. They don't want to empower you. They want you to be subjugated just like every other institution on the planet. The group is evil and they're the group.
Yeah, and what you mistakenly perceive, misperceive, as the alternative media and the 9/11 Patriot Truth Movement is a COINTELPRO operation. It was controlled and co-opted from its very inception. It is today. And there are very few, a handful, that's quite small, of people out here telling you the truth that aren't connected, associated, embraced in the circle of the posers. Very few people out here. And those are the ones that are holding back their operation.
I've spent my entire adult life trying to escape this grand illusion. This illusion created by the government.
And we're not willing to substitute one illusion for another.
Right. The government, mainstream media, organized religion, the education system, the history books. I've tried to do everything to escape from it. But here's the breakdown. 99% of mainstream society wants the illusion. That means there's 1% left. These are the people that supposedly migrate to the alternative media, to the Patriot movement. But guess what? 90% of these people, all they want is another illusion.
Right.
They don't want the truth. Why?
And just like in the education system, the 1% of the disaffected are stamped and sorted into different pens. Yeah. And that's exactly what's going on in this alternative media COINTELPRO op and in the 9/11 Patriot and so-called truth movement.
And you know why people are so resistant, Lisa, to this truth? Because if they realize that this Patriot movement is filled with almost entirely phonies that have been put in place to keep them contained and to create another illusion, then there's nowhere else to go.
And
they've reached the edge of the earth, and they're looking over the edge, and they don't want that. They want to come back to the warm little fear-mongering of Alex Jones, who said, oh, we're going to protect you from Big Brother. They are Big Brother.
We're trying to reach the people out there who can think for themselves. Obviously, a lot of you are foregone conclusions. You don't want to know the truth. You don't want to know. You've decided to go the path of least resistance. But there are people out there that do want to know the truth and care about the difference between right and wrong.
But we're going to end this on a positive note because as time goes on and on, these people like John Stadtmiller and Ted Anderson and Jeff Frenz and Jack Blood and 911truth.org, and on and on and on. You know what they do? They expose themselves more and more. And to prove this, all you have to do is go to the Wing TV homepage. Go to the bottom of the center column and click on our Hall of Shame. And read these articles.
Yeah.
Really read these articles. And then you're going to realize that we are in the extreme minority of those who are exposing the wrongdoers, and we're not going to go along with their scam jobs. We weren't going to go along with it then, And Lisa, are we going to go along with it today?
No.
Hell no.
We're going to keep coming back, no matter what they do, as long as we have the breath in us to do it. As long as we are capable of doing something, we're going to do what we can do. So, I don't know what else to say, really.
Well, I'll close it with this. Yesterday afternoon, Lisa said, imagine if everybody else joined in with us, we could knock these bastards off their perch. We could knock them out of the park. We could do away with them because they're screwing you with COINTELPRO and they're screwing you with trying to separate you from your money. We could knock them out if we wanted
to. Well, and the thing is, we've been able to hold them back just with two people.
Yeah.
Just with and the SOP people have been doing what they can do to hold them back. And obviously, we're making an impact, and there's very few of us. Now, imagine what would happen if all of you focused your efforts to resist this evil. Because you know what? We're not going to be able to destroy the New World Order. Certainly not this way. We're not going to be able to defeat the common enemy because the common enemy is bigger and more has more strength than us. And they're organized. But we can protect ourselves from these evil psychopaths. And we need to. And they're among you.
Do you know the real battle? It's right here. It's right in front of your eyes. You can reach out and touch them. Because the first battle, before we can ever try to defeat the federal government or the globalists or the New World Order, the first battle is to clean our own house and get rid of the infiltrators in our house. This is the most important show Wing TV has ever done because we are destroying their illusion.
Yeah.
And that's why they ban us. That's why they suppress us. That's why they censor us. And that's why they don't want us talking to you.
And that's why they hack us.
Yeah.
And you know what? The way you're going to do it, the way you're going to help protect yourself is to educate yourself. Open your eyes. Open your minds.
And don't be afraid of the truth.
Don't be the food of psychopaths.
Yeah. And don't be the groupthink, mind-numbed robot that goes along with the crowd, because guess what? The crowd is always wrong.
Yeah.
The group is always wrong. The group is evil. If you want to be free, you have to be independent of mind and independent of spirit. And to be one of these little puppets that listens to other puppets being dangled from a string, we're the ones independent. We're not a part of a network. We're not a part of a consortium. And we're not little
lackeys
of John Statmiller, who's a little lackey puppet of Ted Anderson, who's a lackey of God only knows who.
And we refuse to be food for psychopaths. Now, the question is, what are you going to do?
If you say nothing, then you aren't part of the solution. You're part of the problem. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV with more of the same. More truth, more of what they don't want you to hear. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
And I agree. We fully intend to be back tomorrow. See you then.